Next kid, Yud Aleph. By Yikoinin Yirmiyo al Yoshio, just a little bit of background. Yoshio HaMelech basically was 8 years old when he began on his own to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the age of 8. As we know from Tanakh that, and this is expressed here also by the Mekoinen, by the way, what's very noteworthy, Lagabah Diskina, more than the others, there's something very special about that. Because whereas all of the other kinnos, the Blaza Kalir, or whoever composed any of the kinnos, is his expression of kinna, who's a composer, who's a python. Here we have the Yekoinen Yermio al Yoshiyohu. And Uchanam Rabloza Kalir was the one basically who put it together. But this is basically Yermio al Novi himself. So you have Yermio al Novi himself expressing Tsar, the way he was Mekoinen on the Misa of Yoshiyohu. So this is really a kinna of the Novi himself. By Yekoinen Yermio al Yoshiyohu. Yoshio HaMelech was considered to be one of the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael since Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu, there was not another leader, interesting, as great as Yoshio. And he was extremely strict as a leader to all of those who did not want to keep Torah mitzvahs. And at the time, it's pointed out here, when Mitzrayim actually wanted to wage war against Bnei Yisrael, Yirmiyahu actually, he warned them. Yirmiyahu was a Novi. And he warned them that not to go fight against Mitzrayim. He saw the Nebuah. And even though Yoshua was a tzaddik, but there was a responsible Inyan that he was held responsible for, because there were Yidden who hid Avodah Zarah behind the doorposts, and on that Nekudah he didn't stop them. It was a tremendous, tremendous mashpia. But on this Nekudah, that there were certain Yidden who they hid Avodah Zarah, so Betzinah, stealthily. They hid Avodah Zarah behind the south post and he didn't stop it. An interesting Aveira Gereris Aveira, even each according to his Madrega. When we say Aveira Gereris Aveira, so that led to another thing, that he disobeyed Yirmiyahu HaNovi and refused to retreat with Mitzrayim. As is pointed out, as we know, that they shot 300 arrows at Yoshio. And his last words that he said before he died, he said, Tzadiku Hashem ki piu marisi, because it was my fault that I went against the word of Hashem. So let's take a look at the first words here. He points out here, Echo Eli Koinenu Me'elof. He says, the cry comes out from itself, Ben Shmoina Shona Hechel Lidroish Me'elof. The show was a man of such great intellect and insight that at the age of 8, he started to seek out Hashem all by himself. And you go further, go to the next one. It says, Gam b'chol malchei Yisrael asher komu ligdor. In addition to all of the malchei Yisrael, all of the other kings that wanted to defend Klal Yisrael, we're talking about in Ruchnius, v'kom komoihu miyemois adigdor. There's no one that stood up as great as him from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu was Avigdor, as we know. He was Avigdor because Shigodar was the Av who was greater, all of the pierces, he closed up all of the pierces of Klal Yisrael, all the breaches in the fences, he closed them up. Dovak Boichet Litzana Hador, he became the subject of the Litzana Hador, and the Chet of the Litzana Hador, which was Ashikomu Achar Hadeles Lizdor, which we mentioned before. These people who were Oibed Avodah Zarah in secret by putting their Avodah Zarah behind the doors. Lamaisi was Nichshol in this Inyan, but Lamaisi later on, of course, he was Mekabel, Tzadik Adin, he said, Tzadiku Hashem, Ipihu Marisi. This is by Koinen Yermiyo al Yoshio.